And the pasuk continues, Ravi. Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Neteyes yadecha al hayom, stick out your hand over the sea. V'yoshuvu hamayim al Mitzrayim, and let the waters that are now in an erect state fall down over the Mitzrayim. Al richboy val paroshav, over its chariots and riders. Vayet Moshe es yadav, and Moshe stuck out his hand al hayom, over the sea. V'yoshav hayom lifnois boker le'isonai, and the sea returned towards morning to its original strength. Umitzrayim nosim lekrosai, and the Mitzrayim were so confused that they ran toward the waters. Vayinar Hashem es Mitzrayim b'seich hayom, and Hashem mixed the Mitzrayim from top to bottom and from bottom to top inside the sea. Vayashuvu hamayim, and the waters returned. Vayachasu, and they covered esarech of the chariots, v'esaparoshim, and the riders. L'choil chel parai, which Rashi says there is an extra lamed, which means koil chel parai, the whole army of parai, haboyim acharem bayom, that came after the yidden into the sea. Lo nishar bohem ad echod, they did not remain amongst the Mitzrayim ad echod, up to one. And this one lone survivor was Pare, which Hashem kept alive in order that he would be able to tell everyone the nisim that took place in Mitzrayim. The Medrash says that Pare was removed from the sea and ended up becoming a king in the city of Nineveh. And the Bnei Yisrael went on the dry land into the sea. And the waters were for them a wall, miminom umismoilom, on their right and on their left. The Vilna Gaon is medayik on this pasuk. First of all, what is the pasuk adding to what it had already said in pasuk Chaf Beis? In pasuk Chaf Beis, the pasuk says, "Vayavoyu bnei Yisrael b'seich hayam vayabosho, v'amayim lahem choyma miminom umismoilom." This seems to be the exact same thing that pasuk Chaf Tes is coming to tell us. Second of all, in pasuk Chaf Beis, it says first, "B'seich hayam vayabosho." The Yidden went b'seich hayam, in the sea, vayabosho, onto the dry land. And in pasuk Chaf Tes it says, "Holchu bayabosho b'seich hayom." They went into the dry land and then b'seich hayom. And the third diak is why in pasuk Chaf Beis is the word choyma written male with a vav, and in pasuk Chaf Tes it's written chaser without a vav. And the Vilna Gaon explains that amongst the Bnei Yisrael there were two types. There were the people that were not afraid and had tremendous emuna, that even when the sea was still raging, they jumped into the sea even before it split. And that was Nachshon ben Aminadav. And Nachshon ben Aminadav was followed by the whole Shevet of Yehuda. They all went into the water before it split. Concerning these Jews, the pasuk says in pasuk Chaf Beis, "Vayavoyu bnei Yisrael b'seich hayom." The bnei Yisrael came first into the yam. When it was still a sea, they went in. And afterwards, it first became Yabosha. And the Mayim was for them a choyma, a wall, to their right and to their left. But there were other Jews that did not want to go into the sea until it was dry, until it was split. They, concerning those Yidden, the pasuk says in pasuk Chaf Tes, "Uvnei Yisrael holchu vayabosha." There were Bnei Yisrael that went first onto the dry land. They wouldn't go in when it was still a sea, b'seich hayom, into the yam. Ba'amayim lahem choyma. The word choyma is written chaser vav, which can also be read chema, anger. Hashem was angry at them because they did not show the same emuna as Nachshon ben Aminodov and Shevet Yehuda. Vayosha Hashem bayemahu, and Hashem delivered on that day as Yisrael the Yidden, miad Mitzrayim, from the hand of the Mitzrayim. Vayah Yisrael as Mitzrayim meis al tzvas hayom, and the Yidden saw the Mitzrayim dead at the edge of the water. Hashem did not want the Yidden to be able to say that just like we came out of the Yamsuf on this side, the Mitzrayim are coming on the other side and running after us. Therefore, Hashem showed the Bnei Yisrael that, look, there are the Mitzrayim. They are dead, lying on the beaches. They will not come running after you anymore. Vayar Yisrael and Yidden saw es hayod hagadoyla, the great Yad, the great strength, asher osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, that Hashem did in Mitzrayim. Vayiru ha'am es Hashem, and the nation feared Hashem. The Mepharshim say that the beginning of the pasuk speaks about Yisrael. Over here it speaks about Om. The Om are the simple people. Vayiru ha'am es Hashem, and even the simple Om feared Hashem after what they saw by Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdoi, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. Obviously they believed in Hashem before through the 10 Makkos, but here there was an increased emuna in Hashem after what they saw by the Yamsuf. By Aminu Bashem uv Moshe Avdoi. And the Yidden had an increased emuna in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Tesvav. Ma titzak ilai. Why are you davening to me? Why are you screaming to me? Lamadnu. This teaches us. Shehoya Moshe oimed umis balel. Moshe was standing and davening. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Loi eis ata laharach betfilah. It is not a time now to go and prolong tefilos. Sheyisrael nitzunim betzara. The Yidden are placed now in a danger. Now is not a time for prolonged davening. It is a time to take action. And therefore, davel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell the b'nei Yisrael that they should travel. Dava acher, another pshat. Ma titzak elai. Why are you screaming? Why are you davening to me? It means, olai hadavar toli. It is dependent upon me, v'lo olecha, not on you. Since there is a tipcha on the word ma titzak, the trump is tipcha, it is a stop. Ma titzak. Why are you davening? Kama. Olai hadavar toli. It is dependent upon me, not on you. You do not need to tell me what to do with my children, the B'nai Yisrael, because I have a promise to keep to the Avos, and therefore I know exactly how to deal with them. I will not let the Mitzrayim destroy them, but rather I will save them. K'moshin emer lahalon, just like the Pasuk says, Vayter, Abonai v'alpoil yodi titzuveini, about my children and about the work of my hand, will you command me and tell me what to do? So too over here, Hashem was telling Moshe, don't tell me what to do with the B'nai Yisrael, I know what to do with them. Dabel B'nai Yisrael v'yiso, speak to the B'nai Yisrael and let them travel. Ein lohem el olisa. They have nothing else to do but to travel and they will be successful. She'ein hayam oimed bifneim, because the sea is not stopping them. Kedai z'chus aviseihem. It is sufficient the merit of their fathers, v'heim, and their own merit, v'amuna she'eminu bi v'yatzu, and their belief that they went out of Mitzrayim and they believed in me. That is sufficient to split the sea. So the Yam is in front of them, but don't worry about it. They have enough chusim that the Yam Suf will be split before them. And the Malach that went before them went vayelech machareihem, went behind them. Lahavdil, to differentiate bein machane Mitzrayim uvein machane Yisrael, between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of the Yidden. Ulekabel chitzim uvelistoreis shel Mitzrayim, to catch the arrows and the catapult stones that the Mitzrayim were shooting against the Yidden. B'chol makom hu oimei malach Hashem. All over, the Torah calls the Malach a Malach Hashem. Mekan Malach Elokim. Over here, it uses a different terminology. It says Malach Elokim. Ein Elokim b'chol makom Elodin. The name Elokim of Hashem always means a judge. Malame Yisho Yisrael Nesunim Badin Ba'os Hashah. This teaches us that the Yidden were placed in judgment at that time. Im lehi nozel, if to be saved, im lehi oved im Mitzrayim, or to be destroyed with the Mitzrayim. So that is why the Pasuk says, Malach Elokim, because the Yidden were being judged at that time. L'chaira, this Rashi seems to be a stira to the Rashi before. Rashi before says that they don't have to worry, that they have enough schusim that the Yam should be split. And in this Pasuk, Rashi seems to say that they were being judged if to be saved or to be destroyed with the Mitzrayim. Maybe we can say the pshat is that Rashi before was talking about the splitting of the sea. It was clear that through their schus avos and their own schus, they had enough merit that the sea should be split because of them. But the question was, now that the sea was split, do they have enough merit to be saved and to go into the Yam Suf without being drowned? On that, the Pasuk is saying that Hashem was judging them at that point. And we do see that it is two separate things, the splitting of the Yam Suf and the Yidden walking through in safety. Because we see in davening, before Baruch Sha'amar, when we say, Kili Elam Chastoi, there are two separate Kili Elam Chastois concerning the splitting of the sea. It says, L'goyza Yamsuf L'gzorim Kili Elam Chastoi. Hashem divided the Yamsuf into parts, Kili Elam Chastoi. V'hever Yisrael B'soichai Ki L'oilam Chastoi. And he passed the Yidden between these parts of the Yamsuf Kili Elam Chastoi. So we see it's two separate Mais and Nisim, and two separate things, two separate chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. He split the sea and he caused the B'nai Yisrael to walk in between the divisions. So here also, maybe that's the pshat, that the Yidden had enough schusim that the sea should be split. But at this point, they were being judged if they could also walk through the water and not drown as they are walking through. It is two separate chasadim. And Rashi continues, Vayisa Amud Ha'onon, and the Amud Ha'onon traveled. Kishechashecha, when it became dark. Vehishlim Amud Ha'onon es ha-machne la-amud eish, and the Amud Ha'onon completed the machne over to the Amud Eish. L'nistalik Ha'onon k'moysho ha-yeroga, l'nistalik arvis l'gamri. The Amud Ha'onon did not leave, like it always left, at night completely. Elonosa v'holach lo me'achareihem. It traveled and went behind Klal Yisrael. L'hachshich l'mitzrayim, to make darkness for the Mitzrayim, and also to take over the job of what the Malach Ho'elikim did, which was to catch the Chitzim and the Blastaris. Vayovay bein Machan Mitzrayim, and the Amud Onon came between the Machan Mitzrayim. Moshe l'mahalach baderech. There is a parable to somebody who is going on the road. U'benoy mahalach lefonov, and his son was walking before him. But u'listim l'shpoisoi, if robbers came to capture him, not lo milafonov unisonei la'achorav, he takes his son from before him and puts him behind him. But u'ze'evim me'achorav, if wolves come from the back, nosta lefonov, he takes his son and puts him before him. But u'listim lefonov u'ze'evim me'achorav, if robbers come from the front and wolves from the back, nisonei alzroyoi, he puts his son on his arms, v'nilcham b'hem, and he fights off the robbers and the wolves. Kach v'noichi tilgalti l'Ephraim, and I led Ephraim kochem al zroisov, by taking them on his arms. So here also we see that the Yidden were trapped on both sides. On one side was the Yam, on the other side was the Mitzrayim. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He took them al zroisov, he took them on his arms and battled and fought with the Mitzrayim. He took the Amud Onon to catch everything they shot and to cause darkness for the Mitzrayim. He was fighting the battles of the Bnei Yisrael against the Mitzrayim because they were stuck and they were sandwiched on both sides. Vayehi ha'onon v'achoshech zagrashi, there was darkness l'Mitzrayim, for the Mitzrayim. Vayoyer Amud ha'esh es ha'laylo l'Yisrael, but the Amud ha'esh lit up the night for the Yidden. V'hoylech l'fneim, and it went before them, kidagur l'leches kol ha'laylo, the way it always went every night. V'achoshech shel arofel l'tzad Mitzrayim, and darkness, thick darkness, was on the side of the Mitzrayim. Like Korav Zel Zeh, Machne El Machne, and the two camps did not come close to each other a whole night. And Moshe stuck out his hand over the Yam, and Hashem drove an eastern wind, Aza, Beruach Kadam Shehi Aza Sheberuchos, the eastern wind, which is the strongest of all the winds. He haruach she Hakadosh Baruch Hu nifra bo min harishoyim. This is the wind that Hakadosh Baruch Hu punishes the rishoyim with. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, beruach kodim afitzeim, with an eastern wind I will disperse them. Yavi kodim ruach Hashem, let the eastern wind come, which is the wind of Hashem. Ruach hakodim she beirach belev yamim, the eastern wind that divides and splits in the midst of the seas. Haga beruchoy, he blew with his spirit hakosha. He blew with his hard spirit b'yom kadim, on the day of the eastern wind. So we see all these psukim are referring to the eastern wind, which is the strongest wind, the wind that he punishes the rishoyim with, and that's the wind he used to make kriyas yamsuf. Vayibaku hamayim kol mayim sheba oilam, all the waters in the world. Kol sus paroi, said Rashi, every horse of paroi. It only says one horse. Chisus echad hoya, was it only one horse? Ella only magid she'en kulam chashuvim lefnei hamokoyim, all the horses were only considered before Hashem. Ella kisus echad, like one horse. It was easy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy all the horses as if it was only one horse. There are a few diyukim on this Rashi. Firstly, why did Rashi wait till this pasuk to ask the question on the Lashon Yachid, the singular Lashon of Kol Sus Pari? He could have asked this question in Perik Yudalet pasuk Tes, where the pasuk says over there, Kol Sus Rechef Pari, over there also it uses a singular Lashon of Sus. That is one question that the Mizrahi asks. Also, in Perik Yudalet Pasuk Zion on the Pasuk, Vayikach Sheish Meos Rechev Bachor, he took 600 chosen chariots. So over there the word Bachor is singular, And Rashi explains, each and every chariot was chosen. That's how he answers the Lashon Yachid of 600 chariots, why it only says Bachor, not Bachurim. So why over here does Rashi explain a different pshat, that the reason why it says a Lashon Yachid is because it is only considered like one compared to the might of Hashem? He could have said a simple pshat like he said before, that each and every horse went into the sea. Just like he said, each and every chariot was chosen. And the third kasha, which the Mefarshim ask, is from Rashi in Parshas Toldos, when the pasuk says, "Vayehi li shor v'chamor," Yaakov said that I have a shor, an ox, and chamor. It does not mean one shor and one chamor. Rashi over there says it means al shem hamin. He calls the whole min of shor the Lashon Yachid with a singular name. So here also we can say, when it says Kol Sus Parai, it's also Al Shem Hamin. So we have different Rashis, which each Rashi is saying a different pshat in why it's a Lashon Yachid. Zot Rashi Vaiter Bashmaris HaBoker, and it was in Ashmaris HaBoker. Shloshes Chelke HaLaila Kruyin Ashmaris. The three parts of the night, each one is called Ashmaris. Va'oisa Shlefne HaBoker, and the one before the morning, Kare Ashmaris HaBoker, is called the watching of the morning. Va'omer ani, and I say, Lefisha halayla choluk lemishmaros shir shel malach yashores, since the night is divided into watchings of songs that the malachim have to say shira, kat achar kat l'shloisha chalokim, one group after another into three groups, lekach kori ashmaros. That's why it is called a watching, because each group has to watch to make sure to say their shira in its right time. Matras. That's why Unkelus teaches on the word Ashmaris, he says Matras, which means a watching. Vayashkef and Hashem looked in a bad way over the Machane Mitzrayim. Vayabed, he looked. Kelomer, Pona Aleim Lashchisam, he turned to them to destroy them. V'taguma v'istachi, afu loshen abata. If istachi also means to look, just like it says today, Tzayfim, Lachakal Sechusa, to the field that is a lookout. So we see Sechusa means to look, and Ve'istachi means to look, and that's the pshat in Vayashkef. Vayashkef means to look badly on the Machane Mitzrayim. The Amud Eish Ve'onon, he looked with the Amud Eish and the Amud Onon. Amud Onon Yoyred Va'oisa Oisoi Ketit. The Amud Onon came down and made the floor of the Yamsuf like mud. The Amud Eish Marsichoi, and the Amud Eish heated up this mud. The Talfei Suseihem Mishdamtois, and the hooves of their horses fell off. Vayohom, and he confused them. Lashon Mahuma means a lashon of confusion. Evavom, he can mix them up. Notal Signioi Shalahem, he took away their knowledge, their das, their logic. They didn't know what they were doing. Mishaninu b'Pirkei Rav Eliezer, and we learned in Pirkei Rav Eliezer, Benoi Shel Rav Yosi Haglili, the son of Rav Yosi Haglili. Kol Mokem Shenemar Boi Mehuma, whenever it says Mehuma, Har Eshes Koilhu, it means making a lot of noise. Mizeh Av L'Kulam, and this pasuk in Shmuel Aleph is the Av for all of them. Vayarem Hashem b'Koil Gadol, Hashem made a lot of noise. Al Plishtim over the Plishtim. Vayuhumam, and he confused them. So we see that confusion comes with loud noises. And when the pasuk says over here, Vayohom es machen in Mitzrayim, it means he confused them with noises. Vayosar es oifin makavoysov, and he removed the wheels of their chariots. Mikoyach ha'esh, from the power of the fire, Nisrafu ha'galgalim, the wheels burnt off. Vahamerkovis nigroris, and the chariots were being dragged. Vayoishvim bohem noim, and the ones who were sitting in them shook. Vevrehen misparken, and their limbs became dislocated. Vayinahagu bichvedus, he led them in a harsh manner. Vahanogashi kveda, in a manner that is hard. Vekoshalahem, and harsh for them. Vemidash shemadadu, with the same midah, the same way that they dealt with Klal Yisrael, they got it back. Vayachbed libehu vavodah, we see that the Mitzrayim had a hard and heavy heart. Afkan vayinagu bichvedus, here also HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with them bichvedus. You dealt with vayachbed liboy, and Hashem dealt with vayinagu bichvedus. Nilchamahem b'Mitzrayim, he was fighting for them b'Mitzrayim. So Rashi b'Mitzrayim, against the Mitzrayim. So ba'acher, another pshat b'Mitzrayim, be'eretz Mitzrayim. It means in the land of Mitzrayim. Shekeshem she'elu loikin al yom, just like these got punished and hit by the sea, Kachloikim Oisim Shinish Aru B'Mitzrayim. So were punished the ones that remained in Mitzrayim. As the Medrash says, they even saw each other. So the ones at the sea saw how the ones in Mitzrayim were getting punished. Vayashuvu HaMayim. And Moshe stuck out his hand, and the waters returned. Shezekufim Va'imdim Kechoima. They were standing erect like a wall. Yashuvu Lim Kechoimam. They went back to their place. Vayachusu Al Mitzrayim. And they covered over the Mitzrayim. Lifnais Boiker. Towards morning, La'esha Boiker Poinalave. At the time where the morning turns to come. That is the lashon of Lifnais. La'esha Noizak Rashi. To its strength. The Takfa Harishon. To its original strength, the waters went back. And the Mitzrayim were so confused, they were nasim lekrasai. They ran toward the water. Shahayu muhumamim umutzurafim. They were confused. V'ratzin likras hamayim. And they ran toward the waters. Vayinara Hashem and Hashem mixed. Ka'odom sheminara saktera. Like a man that mixes a pot. V'hefecho elyon lamata. And he turns the top to the bottom. V'atachton lamala. And the bottom to the top. Kachoyo oilim v'yardim. So were the Mitzrayim going up and down. Umishtabrim bayam. And becoming broken in the sea. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hem chiyus l'kabel ha'yisurim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to them life in order to accept more and more punishment. Vayinaher, he quotes Targum v'shanek, and he mixed. V'hu lashon tiruf, it is a lashon of mixing, b'lashon arami. V'har b'yesh b'medrash agodah. And many times we find this word in Medrash Agodah. Vayichasu es arechem, and he covered the chariots. L'choyel chel parim. Kach derech hamikroyis lichtav lamed yisera. So is the way of some psukim to have an extra lamed. K'moy, like the pasuk says, lichol kelov tasin achoshes. It should really have written kol kelov tasin achoshes without the lamed. V'chein lichol klei hamishkon lichbichol avoidasei. It says lichol klei hamishkon bichol avoidasei. It should have said kol klei hamishkon bichol avoidasei. Next pasuk says v'yisaydosim umeisrayim lichol kleihem. It should have written kol kleihem. The ena elatikun lashon. It is only perfecting the language, but really it means as if it was saying it without the lamed. V'yah Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis, and the Yidden saw the Mitzrayim dead. Shepolton hayom al tzfosai. The sea spit out the Mitzrayim on the edges on the shore. Kadesh shelo yomru Yisrael, in order that the Yidden should not be able to say. Just like we are coming out on this side, so the Mitzrayim are coming out on the other side, far from us, and they will chase after us. And the Yidden saw Esayot Hagadoyla, the great Yad, Esagvura Hagadoyla, it means the great might. She also saw Yodai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. V'harbe L'shonis Noiflin Al Lashon Yad. Many different meanings can fall on the Lashon Yad. V'kul and Lashon Yad Mamish, they all mean literally a hand. V'hamefarshay, but the one who's coming to explain the Pasuk, Yisakein HaLashon Achar Inin HaDibur. He should explain this specific Pasuk according to the context of the Pasuk. So since in this Pasuk, it cannot mean literally a hand, they did not see the hand of Hashem, but rather it means they saw the might and the strength of Hashem, what he did in Mitzrayim. From this pasuk, the Baal HaGadah says that we see at the Yam, the Bnei Yisrael were hit with 50 makas, because the pasuk says that in Mitzrayim they were hit with 10 makas, and over there it calls the makas etzba, as the pasuk says, etzba Elokimhi, it is the finger of God. If one finger is equal to 10 makas, then over here in this pasuk, when it says Vayah Yisrael es hayod hagedola, it says that they saw by the Yam the hand of Hashem. The hand is five fingers, so it must be that it is five times as great as the makas in Mitzrayim. And if the makas were in Mitzrayim were 10, the makas by the Yam had to be 50. And the pasuk continues with the shira. Oz Yashir Moshe. Rashi is bothered by the contradiction in the tenses of Oz and Yashir. Oz means then is past. Yashir means future. Yashir Moshe, Moshe will sing. How can the pasuk say Oz, past, and then say Yashir? And Rashi in his first pshat explains that sometimes the Yud does not mean a future tense, but rather it means Al Shem HaMachshava. It is going on Moshe's Machshava. Oz, then, when Moshe saw the Nes, Yashir Moshe uvenei Yisrael es hashira hazois. It was Allah b'machshava. It occurred to Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael to sing this song, Lashem to Hashem. Vayomru lemor. And they did that. Not only did they have a machshava, they actually sang the song. Vayomru leimar, and they said, sing. Ashiro l'Hashem. I will sing to Hashem. Ki go'oi go'o. The way Targum explains go'oi go'o, it means go'oi. Hashem is exalted. Go'o, more than the exalted people. As Targum says, is go'i al gev sonaya. He is greater than even the great people. Rashi learns ki go'i go'o means he is extremely exalted. The lashon of go'oi, Rashi says, is a terminology used when Hashem does something that Bas or Vadam can't do, that a human being can't do. And he also says, when in the Shira we find a double lashon, like over here, go'oi go'o, the pasuk is coming to tell us that Hashem is doing something that a human being can't do. So it is the double lashon and the lashon of go'oi which teaches us that Hashem is doing something unusual. What is the unusual thing that Hashem is doing? Zok the pasuk weiter, sus v'roichvay roma v'yom. The horse together with the rider was thrown into the sea. When a person wants to fight with a man on a horse, he knocks the rider off the horse, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who doesn't do that. He takes the horse with the rider together and throws them into the sea. Rashi says another thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and does that is different than Bas of Adam. Because by a Bas of Adam, you praise him, and he does not really have the milus, the good attributes of the things that you are praising him for. As opposed to Hashem, that no matter what you praise him for, oid yesh by toisefes, there is always something more to add. And in that way, he is go'iga, he is greatly exalted. Rashi explains the lashon of Rama Bayam, which means thrown into the heights of the sea, as opposed to in Pasuk Dalad, where he says Yara Bayam, which means thrown to the depth of the sea. And Rashi says, because the Mitzriim were mixed around, and they went to the top, and then Hashem pulled them to the bottom. And therefore, both lashonis are used, Rama Bayam and Yara Bayam. Let us go back on the Rashi, Pasuk Aleph. Oz Yashir Moshe. As we explained, Rashi is bothered by the past lashon of Oz and the future lashon of Yashir. Oz kishiro ha-nes. Then, when Moshe saw the nes, ola b'libay, it occurred to him she Yashir that he should sing shira, a song. The yud is al shem ha-machshava, not telling me a future tense. The chain, so we find in Yeshua, Oz yedabi Yeshua. Then it was ola b'machshava, it occurred to Yeshua to speak. V'chein, u'bayis yasa l'bas parei. He thought to build a house for bas parei. Choshev b'liboy sheyasa lo. He thought in his heart to make her a house. Afkan, here also Yashir, what does Yashir mean? Omer lo liboy sheyashir. His heart told him that he should sing. V'chein also, and so he did, like the pasuk says, v'yomru leimor, and they said, saying, Ashira l'Hashem, I will sing to Hashem. V'chein b'Yeshua, by Yeshua also, where it was Allah b'machshava to speak, kishiro ha'nes, when he saw the miracle, omar loy liboy, she'idaber, his heart told him to speak, v'chein also, and so he did, v'yomru le'enei kol Yisrael, and he said, and spoke, before the eyes of all the Yidden. V'chein shiras ha'be'er, we find further by the Shiras HaBe'er, Sheposach Bo, where the Pasuk starts off, Oz Yashir Yisrael, in Sefer Bamidbar, it says, then the Bnei Yisrael sang, it says, Oz and Yashir. So what does it mean? Then it was Olo B'machshava for the Bnei Yisrael to sing, Pirush Achrov, and afterwards we find, Ale Be'er Enula. The Pasuk says that they actually did sing, and they said, come up, well, Enula, they answered to the well. Bring up the dead people, the Knanim, that were killed. Oz Yivne Shloimei. There also it says Oz and Yivne. Oz Yivne Shloimei Bama. Then Shloimei built a Bama. Pirushu b'chach me'Yisrael, shebikei shlivnois v'loi bono. There also it means al shem ha-machshava. Shloimei was olo b'machshava. It occurred to him to build a Bama, but he did not actually do it. Shebikei shlivnois v'loi bono. He wanted to build it, and he did not. Lamadnu, we see from all these cases, by Yeshua, by Yaseh, Oz Yashir Yisrael, Oz Yivne Shloimei, Shayud Al Shem HaMachshava. The Yud is not a future tense, but rather Al Shem HaMachshava Nemro. Zehu Liyashev Pshutai. That is the simple meaning of the pasuk. And we find a similar thing also in Parsha Shemois. In Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, V'chasher Ya'anu Oysoi Ken Yirba V'chen Yifroitz. And Rashi over there says, the Yud of Ya'anu and the Yud of Yirba and Yifroitz are all Al Shem HaMachshava. The more Parai was Olo b'machshava to pain Klal Yisrael, ken yirba v'chen yifreitz, so the heart of Hashem was Olo b'machshava to multiply them, and yifreitz to make them even greater. So we see over there also the Yud al Shem HaMachshava. Avo midrashoi, but the Medrash says, Amar Rabbeinu Zal, Mikan remez l'tchias ha-mesim. Here the Torah is hinting at tchias ha-mesim min ha-Torah. Because Oz Yashir is saying that in the future, Moshe will sing. When will he sing? By tchias ha-mesim. Bechein bechulam, all of them, Yeshua will speak, and all the rest of them, chutz mishal Shlomo, except the one that is written by Shlomo she-pirshu, that over there, we must say, bikesh libnois v'lo bono. That he wanted to build, but he did not build. Because Shlomo will not build a bama in the time of Mashiach. Therefore, over there we have to say that it is al shem ha-machshava, even according to the second pshat. Ve'ein loyma uliyashem, loshen hazeh, kishar dvarim ha-nechtavim b'loshen osin. Ve'ein miyad. Do not say and try to answer that this loshen yud of future is like other things that are written b'lush and osin in a future terminology, but they really mean right away. Kigoin, kacha ye osa iyuv. So iyuv always did. Api Hashem yachanu. According to the word of Hashem, they always camped. V'yesh asher yishkoin ha'onon. And there are times where the onon used to rest. V'fi she'ein davar ha'hoivet tamid. That is something that is hoivet, that always happens. V'noifel boy bein lush and osin. Bein Lashon Avar. And something that always happened, we can write a past tense and a future tense, because it always will be, and it always was. Therefore, we can say, by all these cases, it's a Lashon Hove, it's something that always happened. Eov always did. The Bnei Yisrael always camped. Aval zeh sheloi hoya el l'shah. But over here, where it was only a one-time thing, when Moshe sang, any yachali yashvai, one cannot answer and say the yud from Yashir is Lashon Hove, that it always happened. Because it wasn't something that always happened, it was always now by only now by Kriyas Yamsuf that Moshe was singing. And Rashi continues, Ki go'i go'o, he is greatly exalted. Ki Targumai, Targum says that it means he is exalted more than the exalted ones. That is the double Lashon. Dava Acher, Bo HaKeifa Loimer. The double lashon is coming to say she'asa davar she'i efshar levasav adam lasis. He's doing something that mortals cannot do. Kishu nilcham bechaveroi. When a person is fighting with his friend umisgaber olav and he overcomes him, mapiloi minasus, he knocks him off the horse. Vikan, but over here sus veroichroi roma bayom, the horse with the rider he threw into the sea. The kol she'i efshar lasis ayidei zulasay, anything that is not possible to be done except by Hashem, noifel boi lashon geos, it makes sense and it passes a language of geos to be exalted. K'may kigeos asa, he did an exalted act. V'chein kol hashira timsa kfula, and so we find in many places and many instances in the shira that it is double, and each time it means that Hashem is doing something that basar v'dam cannot do. Oziv zimras ko vayehili lishua. My strength and my praises to Hashem, and it was to me for a delivery, which l'chayra, it's hard to understand what the double lashon is over here, and I found in Sefer Malko Shel Torah, who is also bothered what the double lashon is here. And Rashi says another example, Hashem ish mechama, Hashem shemai. It's double. It says Hashem is the master of war, Hashem is his name. V'chein kulam, and all of them that we find double lashon, it all means and it, that Hashem is doing something that Basar V'dam cannot do. And this is the pshat in Rashi. The word ga'oi itself means Hashem is exalted, and it means he is greater than Basar V'dam. And also, the fact that the words are doubled over, ga'oi ga'o, and also by anywhere else in the Shira where there is a kefel haloshen, a double loshen, it is referring to Hashem's power to do things that a person, a Basar V'dam, cannot do. Davar Acher, another pshat in Rashi, ki ga'oi ga'o, another pshat why Hashem is greater than Basar V'dam, ki ga'i go'o akol hashirois, because Hashem is more exalted than any of the praise. The chomashe akalas boy oid yesh boy toisefes, and whatever we praise him with, there is still more. The loy kemidas basar melech basar v'dam, not like the mida of a mortal king shemekalsin oisoi the ein boy, where we praise him, and there is nothing there to really praise. Sus v'reichvoy, a horse and a rider, shneim kshurin ze bozeh, both of them are tied one to the other. V'hamayim malin oisam l'roim, and the water raised the mitzriim to the heights. U'mayridim oisam l'oimek, and brought them down to the deepest depths. Ve'enon nefrodim, and they were not separated. That is Sagrashi Rama, hishlich, he threw. V'chein, and so it says in Daniel, u'legav itun nura, and he threw them into the fire. The Medrash Agoda explains, cause of Echad Oimer Roma. This pasuk over here writes Roma Vayam. Cause of Echad Oimer Yara. And the other pasuk says to throw down into the sea. Melamed, Shahaya Oilin Leroim, that the Mitzriim went to the heights of the sea, Viyardin Latahim, and then went down all the way to the bottom. Kimoi, just like it says in the pasuk in Iyum, Mi Yoroi Evan Pinosa. Who will throw the cornerstone? Nomalo Lamato, from top to bottom. The pasuk shows us that Yoroi means throwing from top to bottom. So the stira tells us that the Mitzriim went Roma to the heights and Yoroi to the depths. And the pasuk continues, Ozi v'zimras ko. The way Targum Unkelus explains the pasuk, it means Ozi is like Uzi, my strength. V'zimras is like v'zimrosi, my praise. And the pasuk reads like this, Uzi v'zimrosi ko. My strength and my praise is to Hashem. Rashi does not like this pshat, because firstly, the pasuk does not say Uzi, it says Ozi. Secondly, it does not say Zimrasi, it says Zimras. And third of all, what is the connection to Vayehi Lili Shua? According to Targum, the subject of the pasuk is Ozi Vizimrasi, my strength and my praise. Vayehi Lili Shua, my strength and my praise was to me for a delivery? That doesn't make sense. So therefore, Rashi learns that Ozi, the yud is extra, and it means Oz, the strength, v'zimras ka, and the cutting and the revenge of Hashem, v'yehi li lishua, was to me for a salvation. And according to this, it's very good, because the subject is the strength and the nekama of Hashem, and this strength and this nekama was to me for a Yeshua. The pasuk flows very nicely. Zeh Keli, this is my God. As Rashi explains, whenever it says Zeh, the pasuk is saying that the Yidden were pointing to something. They pointed to the Shechina, Ra Shivcha Shebayom Mashalai Ra Yecheskel Ben Buzi. A plain maidservant by the sea was able to see what Nevi'im were not able to see. Zeh Keli, this is my God, Vanvehu, and I will glorify him with praise, according to one pshat in Rashi. According to the second pshat in Rashi, Vanvehu means I will make for him a bias, a house, a Beis HaMikdash. Elikei Avi, don't think that the Kedusha started from me. No, this is going back many generations. Elikei Avi, this is the God of my father already. V'aremimenu, and I will uplift him. Zatrashi, Ozi v'zimras ko. Unkelus Targum. Targum Unkelus explains, Taikvi, my strength, v'sushbachti, and my praise. Ozi k'may uzi. The word Ozi is like uzi. B'shuruk, with a shuruk under the ayin. V'zimras k'may v'zimrasi. My praise is like zimras, as if it was written v'zimrasi. V'ani toma aloshon ha-mikra. Rashi says that I don't understand the loshon of the pasuk according to Targum. She'en lecha k'may b'nekudasai b'mikra, elo b'gimel m'kay mois shehu samuch etzel v'zimras. There are only three places in the Torah that have the nekudos of Ozi v'zimras ka, like it does over here. V'chol shar mekaymos, and every other place where it says Ozi, nakat shuruk, it is not written Ozi, but rather with a shuruk under the ayin Uzi. Hashem Uzi uma Uzi. Uzi elecha eshmeira. V'chem kol teva bashte oisiyos, and every two-letter shirish, two-letter word, hanekuda melupam, that the nekuda has a cholim, like the word ois, kishuhu ma'areches be'oishlishi, when you add on a third letter, ve'ena shniya b'shva, and the second letter does not have a shva under it, harishayna nekuda b'shuruk, the first letter gets a shuruk. Kigoin, for example, ois, that is a two-letter shayrish with a melupim, with a cholim, ois, becomes uzi. When you add a letter, the ayin gets a shuruk beneath it. Reik, again, a two-letter shayrish with a cholim, ruki, Chayk, Chuki, Oil, Ulai. As the pasuk says, Yasir Ulai. Koil becomes Kulai. Vishalishim Akulai. Like the pasuk says, Vishalishim Akulai. So we see that a two-letter sharish that has a cholim, that adds a letter to it, becomes, instead of a kametz, becomes a shurik. The elu gimel, and these three places, ozi v'zimra, shalkan, v'shel yishaya, v'shel tilim, over here, and in yishaya, and in tilim, nukuda b'chat of kametz. They all have a kametz underneath the ayin, ozi. V'oid, ein v'echem mehem, kosov v'zimrasi. None of them have the word v'zimrasi there. Ela v'zimras, it all says v'zimras. V'kulam samuch lehem v'yihi li lishua. And all of them have the word v'yihi li lishua next to it. So therefore, Rashi does not like the pshat of Targum, because Targum is teaching the word as if it said Uzi v'zimrasi, and really it only says Ozi v'zimras. And he also does not like the fact that it is not connected to the pasuk v'yihi li lishua. Therefore, I say, Zok Rashi, liyashiv loshana mikra, to explain the language of the pasuk. Shein ozi kamei uzi, v'lo zimras kamei v'zimrasi, ela ozi shem davaru. Ozi is a noun; it means strength. Kamei, and hayoshvi bashamayim. Over there is an extra yud. Sheichne bechag ve'sela. The word sheichne has an extra yud. Sheichne sne. The word sheichne sne. The word sheichne has an extra yud. So we see three psukim that there is an extra yud. So Rashi here also, Ozi, the yud is extra, and it means Oiz, the strength. V'zehu ha-shvach, and this is the praise that the pasuk is giving. Ozi v'zimras ka, the strength and the nekama of Hashem, hu hoya li Yeshua. This was for me for a salvation. V'zimras, the tough of v'zimras, davakulateves Hashem. Since there is a tough there, it connects it to the next word, as if it is saying v'zimras ka, the revenge of Hashem. Davakulateves Hashem kamoi. Where do we find that a tough connects leezras Hashem, be'evras Hashem, and al dibras bnei ha'adam, because of the leadership of the bnei ha'adam. Dibras is attached to bnei ha'adam. Ulashin v'zimras, and the lashin of v'zimras, lashin leisizmar, is a lashin of leisizmar, you shall not cut. Zamir aritzim. The word zamir means lashin kisuach ukrisa, a lashin of cutting off. So ozi, the strength, the zimras, and the cutting of Hashem. Ba'al tatama al lashin vayehi. Do not wonder on the lashin vayehi. Shaloi nemar hoya. It does not say hoya. The pasuk should have said the strength and the nekama of Hashem hoya li Yeshua. Why does it add a vav and say vayehi li Yeshua? Sheyesh lanu mikrois medabrim b'lashin zeh. Because we find other psukim that have an extra vav. V'zeh dugmasei. And here are a few examples. As kiras habayis saviv lehechel u'dvir, the walls of the house surrounding the hechel and the dvir of the Beis HaMikdash, vayas loy saviv, and he made beams around it. Why does it say vayas? Hoyloy lemer also, he made slois, beams, saviv, around it. So we see an extra vav. V'chein, u'bnei Yisrael hayoishvim ba'or Yehuda, and the bnei Yisrael that were living in the cities of Yehuda, vayimlach aleihem rechavam, and rechavam ruled over them. Ha'ilai leimar malach aleihem rechavam. In past tense and without a vav, that rechavam ruled over them. We built the yecholas Hashem vayishchotem, because Hashem did not have the capability, and he shechted them. Ha'ilai leimar shachatam, he shechted them without the vav. Va'anoshem asher sholach Moshe, and the men that Moshe sent vayamusu, and they died. It should have said Mesu, Hoyle Lema. And Rashi brings a final pasuk, Basher Loisam Liboy El Dvar Hashem, and the ones who did not pay attention to the words of Hashem, Vayaazoiv, and they left their cattle in the fields. Hoyle Lema Ozav, without the Vav. So we find many psukim that add an extra Vav. And that is what Rashi is saying in the pasuk. Ozi, the strength, Vizimraska, and the cutting and the nekama of Hashem, vayehi li lishua, it was to me for a salvation. Zekeli, this is my God, bichvoide nigla lehem, with his honor he appeared to them at the sea, vayamaran oisoi be'etzba, and they were showing Hashem, pointing with their finger. Rosa shivcha al hayom, mashaloi ra'u nevi'im. A shivcha, a slave woman, saw by the sea what nevi'im were not able to see through their nevuah. There was such a gilu shchina by the yam. Va'anvehu, unkelus tergum loshen nove. Targum says it means a loshen nove, an abode. Neve sha'anon, a tranquil abode. Menve hatzoin, the abode and the hut for the sheep. So here also it means Manvehu, I will make a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Beis HaMikdash. It is interesting that Rashi brings his rayas that Nove means a house from the Pesukim in Yeshaya, Neve Shanon, Lenve Hatzoin. He could have brought a raya from this week's parasha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, further on in the Shira, where he says, Behalta Va'ozecha El Neve Kodshecha. That would have also been a raya to Neve, meaning an abode. Dava Acher, Van Vehu, Loshen Noi. It means a lashon of beauty. Asaper noyav, I will relate the beauty ushvachoy and the praise of Hashem leboya olam to the people of the world. Kigoyin ma'doidech midoid. How is your beloved one greater than other beloved ones? Doidi tzach. He is white. Ve'edoyim red. V'chola inyan. So we see vanvehu means to relate the praise of Hashem, like the pasuk in Shir Hashirim is relating the praise of Hashem. Elikei ha'avi huzeh. He is the God of my father, and I will uplift him. I am not the beginning of the Kedusha here. It is already established, this Kedusha, and his godliness, will lie upon me from the days of my fathers. It is not something that I just started. Hashem is the master and the Gibar, the warrior of the war. Hashem Shemoy, Hashem is his name. Here we find that the Shira is repetitious. And Rashi said earlier, when the Shira is repetitious, it is saying that he is doing something that Basav Adam cannot do. Rashi says, in two ways we find that Hashem is doing something that Basav Adam doesn't do. First of all, Hashem Shemoy. Hashem fights with his name, as opposed to Melech Basav Adam that fights with weapons. And also, Melech Basav Adam, when he is at war with other nations, he doesn't have time to occupy himself into having mercy and rachmanis on the rest of his nation. As opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Hashem ish milchama, while he is at war fighting the enemies of the Yidden, Hashem Shemoy, his name is still Hashem, which means rachmanis, and he is able to have rachmanis and to feed the rest of the world. So Rashi, Hashem ish milchama, ba'al milchama, the master of war, k'moy ish nami, the master of nami, v'chol ishi v'ishech, miturgumen baal. Every time the pasuk says ishi and ishech, it means baal, the master. V'chein v'chozakto v'hoyiso le'ish, you shall strengthen yourself and be a master, a man, l'gibar, to a strong person. Hashem shemoy, milchamoysav le'bich le'zayin. His wars are not fought with weapons, elo b'shmoy, only with his name. Hu nilcham, he fights. Moshe Omar David, like David said, V'anoichi bo'elecho b'shem Hashem tzvokos, and I am coming to you with the name of Hashem. He fights with his name. Davar Acher, Hashem Shemoy, Af b'shoshu nilcham, even when he fights, V'noikem me'oivo, and takes revenge from his enemies, O'yichis hu b'midosoi, he's holding on to his mido l'rachim al-beruov, to have mercy on his creatures, on the things that he created. V'lozun es kol bo'i ha'olam, and to feed all the people in the world. That is not like the midah of the kings of the world. When he is busy fighting a war, he turns away from all his business, and he doesn't have the strength to do both, to fight a war and to have rachmanis on the rest of his nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do both. He is always Hashem Shemai. He is always having rachmanis. The chariots of Paroi and his army, Yorav Ayom, were thrown into the sea. Umivchar Shalishav, and the chosen captains, Tubu B'Yamsuf, drowned in the cement on the bottom of the sea. Zakrashi, Yorav Ayom. What does it mean, Yorav Ayom? Shadi B'Yama. Targum says he was thrown, they were thrown into the sea. Shadi Lashon Yeriah. Shadi means to be thrown. Echenu Omer. And so we find in Shemois Yotes, a Yorah Yoreh. Targum Ugalis, a Ishtada, Ishtadi. The word Yoroi, Targum translates thrown, Ishtada, Ishtadi. So we see Shadi means to throw. Although there is a tough between the shin and the dalad, Ishtada, but tough, Mishamesh is Be'elu, Bimakam Hispal. The tough is just saying it is a Lashon Hispal that they became thrown, Ishtada, Ishtadi. But the shurish of the word is shin dalad yud, shadi, to throw. And that's why on this pasuk, Yorah, Targum says, shadi, which means they were thrown into the sea. Umifchar. Rashi is bothered. Don't say the mem of Mifchar means from, like many times mem means from. No. Mifchar is the root of the word itself. Shem Dover, it is a noun. Kamay Merkav, Mishkav, Mikra, Kodesh, all these words that start with a mem are a noun. Merkav is a saddle, Mishkav a bed, Mikra Kodesh a calling of holiness. The mem is not from, but rather part of the word. Tubu v'yamsuf. They drowned in the yamsuf. Ein tzviya el b'makom tit. Drowning, the lashon tzviya, is only when there is cement. Kamoi, tovati b'vein mitzula. I drowned in deep cement. Fayit ba yirmiyo b'tit. Yirmiyo drowned in cement. Melame, this comes to teach us, shenasu hayom tit, that the sea became like tit on the bottom. Ligmor lohem kimidosam, to pay them back. Mida keneged mida, sheshibdu es Yisrael b'choymer uvulveinim. Because they worked Klal Yisrael with cement and bricks, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back. Mida keneged mida, and they drowned in the cement of the floor of the Yamsuf. Tehoymer es Yechasyumu. Rashi explains the Yud in Yechasyumu is not a Lashon Osid, not a future Lashon, but rather it is connected to the previous Pasuk. Tubu b'Yamsuf. The Mitzrayim drowned in the cement of the Yamsuf in order that Tehoymos Yechasyumu, the depths will afterwards come and cover them over, the waters will cover them over. Yordu v'mitzolos, they went down to the depths of the sea, k'may oven, like a stone. There are three psukim describing how the Yidden went down to the depths of the sea. K'may oven is one of them, like a stone. That is referring to the middle of the road Mitzrayim. They went down like a stone. The Mitzrayim, who are greater Rishayim, the Pasuk says that they went down kakash, like straw that goes up and down, constantly being bounced around in the sea until they finally died. And the Kesherim, the best of the Mitzrayim, went down ka'oiforis, like lead, that sunk immediately to the bottom. So Rashi, yichasyumu, the depths cover them, kimo yichasum. The yud in the middle of the word is extra. It's as if it said yichasum. Ba'yudhoim soyisisera. Boy, and the middle yud is extra. The derech hamikroyis bekach, and so is the way of the pasuk to have an extra yud in the middle of the word. Kamoi ubekarcha ubitzeincha yir biyun. It should have said yir bun without a yud. Yir biyun mideshem beisecha. It should have said yir vun. By yud rishoina, and the first yud shemashmoi lashon asid that seems to have a meaning of lashon asid does not mean future here. Kach persheu. So you should explain the yud, the first yud. Tubu biyamsof. The Mitzrayim drowned in the cement of the Yamsuf, kedei, in order sheyichazru hamayim v'yachuzu v'yisam, that the waters afterwards should come tumbling down on them and cover them. Yichasyumu ein domila b'mikro b'nekudasai. The word yichasyumu you don't find anywhere in the Torah with the same nekudas. V'dark elias nenakein yichasyumu b'melupam. The usual way that the nekudas are on this word is instead of yichasyumu, yichasyumu. Zakrashi k'may oven, they went down like a stone. Uvamakam acher tzalulu kaiferes. Uvamakam acher yechlem kakash. So we see three different terminologies: oven, oiferes, lead, and kash. Zakrashi harishoyim kakash. The rishoyim went down like straw. Hoilchin umuturafim oilim v'yardim, going and getting banged around, going up and going down, just like straw. Beinanim ka'even. The middle of the road people, the middle of the road Mitzrayim, went down like stone. Vakisherim, and the most kosher, and the most righteous of the Mitzrayim, ka'aifores shenochu miyad, like lead, that sinks to the bottom right away. So the Pasuk writes, Yimincho Hashem nedori bakoyach. Your right hand Hashem is majestic in strength. Yimincho Hashem tirat oyev. Your right hand Hashem is always crushing and breaking the enemy. Rashi says three ways how to learn this pasuk. Firstly, he says that when the Yidden do the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem has two right hands. One right hand is majestic in koyach to save Klal Yisrael, and the other right hand is tiratz oyev, is always breaking the enemy. Two right hands. One hand is saving Klal Yisrael, the other hand is destroying the enemy. A second shot, Rashi says, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does two things with one right hand. Something that Basav Adam cannot do. Basav Adam cannot do two things with one hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with one right hand, saves Klal Yisrael and destroys the enemy. And that is the kefil in this pasuk. Like we said, when the pasuk says a double lashon, yimincha, yimincha, he is doing something that Basav Adam cannot do. And Basav Adam cannot do two things with one hand. The third shot is, yimincha Hashem nedar b'koyach, your right hand Hashem is majestic in his strength. The pasuk does not say what it does. Then the pasuk continues, yimincha Hashem tirat zayev. How is it majestic in koyach? It is your right hand to always break the enemy. And Rashi brings down psukim where we find that the end of the pasuk explains the beginning of the pasuk. Zok Rashi, yimincha, yimincha, shnei pa'amim. It says yimincha, your right hand, twice. Kishi Yisrael oisim es ritzoino shel makoim. When the Yidden are doing the will of Hashem, hasmoil nasis yimin. The left hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a right hand, and now he has two right hands. Yimincha Hashem nedori ba'koyach, lahatzil es Yisrael. The right hand Hashem is majestic in strength to save the Yidden. V'yimincha Hashenis tirats oyev. And the second right hand is always breaking the enemy. V'linira, oisu yimin atzma. The same right hand, tirats oyev, will break the enemy. What a human being cannot do, shtei melachos biyad achas, two melachos with one hand. And the pasuk is either saying that with two right hands, one will save and one will destroy the enemy, or the same right hand will save Klal Yisrael and destroy the enemy. Upshuta shel mikra, but the simple pshat in the pasuk is yimincha hanedares bakoyach, your right hand that is majestic in strength. Ma malachta, what does it do? And the pasuk explains yimincha hi tirat zayev. It is your right hand to always break the enemy. So the end of the pasuk is explaining the beginning. The common mikra is dugmasay, and many psukim are like that, as it says in Tehillim, ki hine oyevecha Hashem. Behold your enemy, Hashem. Kihine avecha yevedu. Behold your enemy will be destroyed. The end is explaining the beginning. Ad mosai rishoyim Hashem. Until when the rishoyim Hashem? Ad mosai rishoyim yalozu. Until when will the rishoyim rejoice? Again, the end explaining the beginning. Nosu nahoris Hashem. The pasuk doesn't say what they will lift up. Nosu nahoris koilam. They will lift up their voices. Loi lanu Hashem. Loi lanu. Also the pasuk in Hoshea. Enen umashem, ena es hashamayim. The end of the pasuk explains what ena is going on. Anoichi lashem, I am to Hashem. Anoichi yashira, I will sing to Hashem. Lule Hashem, were it not for Hashem. And the pasuk continues. Lule Hashem, shahaya lanu, bekum aleinu adam. Were it not for Hashem that was with us when the adam came up against us. Uri, uri, devara. Get up, devara. Uri, uri, dabri shir. Get up and say shir. Tirmisena rego. Ragle oni. Menosam artem nachla, and he gave their land as a nachla. Nachla li Yisrael abdoi. So all these psukim, we find the end of the pasuk explaining the beginning. So too over here. Your right hand Hashem is glorious and majestic in koyach. In what way? Yimincha Hashem tirat zayev. It is your right hand to destroy the enemy. Nedori, hayud yisero. There is an extra yud. It should have just said nedar. Kemoi rabasi om. Sarasi, Bamadinois, and Genuvsi Yoim. All these words, Rabasi, Sarasi, and Genuvsi, all have an extra yud. Just like Rashi said earlier, by Ozi Vizimras Ka, where over there also the yud was extra. Tirat Oyev Zag Rashi. What is the tough, which seems to say in a future lashon? Zag Rashi, the tough is not future. The tough is saying that it is something that always happens. Tamid Hiroi Etzes Umishaberes Es Oyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always breaking the enemy. In Daimeloi, where do we find a similar word to Tiratz? Vayiratzu, Vayiroitzu, Es Bnei Yisrael. And they crushed and destroyed the Bnei Yisrael in Shoiftim. Zok the pasuk bayit, Uvroiv ga'oincha taras kamechom. Rashi explains it is a continuation to the pasuk before. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tiratz Oyev, crushes and breaks the enemy with Yemincha, with just a right hand, then Kal v'chomer, uvarayv ga'incha, if he picks up his hand with an abundance of his glory, tares kamecha, you will overthrow the ones who come against you, the ones who come against Klal Yisrael. And if with an abundance of glory you overthrow the ones who come against Klal Yisrael, tishalach haroincha, if you will send your anger, then Kal v'chomer yechleim kakash, definitely they will be consumed like straw. Zot Rashi, uvarayv ga'incha, imayad novad. If with a hand alone, right at this hayev, you can crush the enemy. Kishu merima berev goinoi. When he picks up his hand with an abundance of glory and strength, oz yaharis kamov. Then he will definitely overthrow the ones who come against him. Im berev goinoi levad oivav neharasim. And if with an abundance of strength alone, his enemies are overthrown. When he sends his anger, they will be consumed like straw. There is a concept by a Kal V'Chomer of Dayai Lovay Min Hadin Liyaz Kenadin, which means that even though you are learning the Chomer from the Kal, you cannot learn by the Chomer more than that is stated by the Kal. For example, if a weak person can pick up 10 pounds, a strong person can definitely pick up 10 pounds. But one cannot say if a weak person can pick up 10 pounds, then a strong person can definitely pick up 20 pounds, because it can only be learned out to the extent of the kal. So over here you have to know what Rashi is saying over here. He's making a kal v'chomer. The maduch, the hand, can be tirat oyev. Then definitely when it is picked up, it can definitely go a step further and be taharis kamecha. And if it can do berev ga'incha, taris kamecha, then with anger, tishalach ha'roincha, it definitely can go a step further than that, and yuchle ma'kakash. This seems not to be going with the concept of da'ai lovei min adin liyas kenod. Because if you're saying uberev ga'incha is greater than yemincha Hashem, then it can only be learned down to the extent of what the hand can do. You can say, if the hand can be tirat oyev, then uvarev goincha can definitely be tirat oyev. How does the pasuk know to go a step further and say that berev goincha can be taris kamecha? And similarly, when the pasuk goes further, if berev goincha can be taris kamecha, then the most you can say is tishalach haroincha, when your anger will be sent, then also you will overthrow the ones who come against you. How can you say a step further, Yechle me kakash? Zot Rashi tarois. Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Tov in the word tarois, which seems to mean future. Zot Rashi, it does not mean future. Tomen atahuris komecha. You are always overthrowing the ones who come against you. Hakomim nekdecha, ones who come against you. Just like Rashi said by tirat oyev, the tough means you are always breaking your enemy. Taharis kamecha means you are always overthrowing the ones who come against you. Umihem hakomim kinegdai, and who are the ones who come against Hashem? Elu hakomim al Yisrael. These are the ones who come against Klal Yisrael. V'chein hu oimer, and so the pasuk says, ki hine oyevecha yemoyun, behold your enemies are gathering. Umahi haimoya, what is this gathering? Al amcha yarimu soit. They are planning against your nation. So we see the pasuk calls oyevecha, your enemies, Hashem's enemies, the ones who come against Klal Yisrael. So too over here, kamecha, the ones who come against you, are the ones who come against Klal Yisrael. Vaze kara oisam oivav shel makay. Because they come against Klal Yisrael, they are called the enemies of Hashem, the ones who come up against Hashem. The pasuk continues, uveruach apecha, and with the wind of your nostrils, which is referring to the anger. When a person gets angry, he blows wind and breathes deeply through his nostrils. So with your anger, nermu mayim, the waters piled up. Nitzvu chumayneid, standing like a wall. Noizlim, a flowing water. Kafu sahaymais, the depths became hard. Belev yom, in the midst of the sea. And the Mitzriim were thrown against these hard and congealed waters. So Rashi, uveruach apecha. Rashi goes on to explain how ruach apecha means anger. Hayotze mishnei nechirim, the wind that comes from the two nostrils, shel af, of the nose, diber hakosuf, that is what the pasuk is speaking about. Kaviyachol, as if to say, by the Shechina, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, dugmas melech bas vedam, similar to what we find by a human being king. Kidei lashmiya oizen habriyos, in order that people can understand, kifi ahoyve, according to what usually happens by human beings, sheyuchlu lahavin davar, in order that they can understand what the pasuk is speaking about. Kishadam kayes, when a person gets angry, yoytze ruach minachirav, wind and a breath comes out from his nostrils. V'chein ola oshen ba'apoy, smoke went from his nose. V'chein umeruach apa yichlu, from the wind of his nose they will perish. Mezeu sheomar leman shemi arachapi, because of my name I will lengthen the breath of my nose. When his anger subsides, then his breath is longer. And when he is angry, his breath is short. And my praise will be, I will put a nose ring on my nose because of you. And Rashi explains, and because of my praise, I will put a nose ring on my nose, listaim nechirai, to close my nostrils, bifnei af v'haruach, because of the anger and the wind, shalayetu, they should not go out. Lecha bishvilcha, because of you, I will put this stopper on my nose that I should not breathe heavy, and I will not be angry. Echtaim, the word echtaim means a nose ring, k'moy naka b'chaitim, making a hole in order to put the ring, b'mesech the Shabbos. So it seems in my eyes. And that is the lashon of the pasuk, the wind of the nose, referring to anger. It's a short breath when one is angry, and a longer breath when he calms down. And when it says that I will put a nose ring on my nose, it means to stop the anger, to stop the wind. And every lashon when it says af and charoin in the pasuk, ani omerkein, I say it's also referring to the same thing, anger. Why? Chara af. He burnt the anger of his nose, and my bones became dried and burnt out from the heat. Lashon sreifa umaked, a lashon of fire and burning. Shanachir mischamamim, because the nostrils heat up. Venecharim, and burn be'esa ketzef, at the time of anger. So therefore, charoin af means that it gets heated up, the nostrils get heated up. Vecharoin migzeres chara, and charoin af really comes from the word chara, to burn. Just like the word ratzan comes from ratza, charoin comes from chara. Bechein chema, we find also anger means chema, the word chema is used. Lashon chamimus also means a lashon of heat. Akeinu oimer, mechamosei bor aboy, and his anger burnt in him. Uvenoyach hachema, and when the anger subsides, oimer, niskara daita, he cools off. So again, he continues on the same theme, that when a person is angry, he's burning, his breath is short, he gets heated up, and therefore a lashon of charoin is used, which means burning. And when he calms down, niskara, a lashon of cooling off, is used. Nermumayim, the waters were nermu, onkelos tergum lashon armimus, it means the waters became clever. Ulashon sachas hamikra, but the simple, clear meaning of the pasuk is k'moy aremas chitim, a pile of wheat. And the fact that the pasuk continues that they stood like a wall is a proof that it means to pile up. The water is piled up, standing like a wall. The water is piled up from the heat of the wind that came out of your nostrils. The water is dried up. And they became like waves, ukriya shalarima, and piles of grain, shehem gavayim, that are high. Kimoined, they stood like a wall, kitagumai, kishur, kichayma, like a wall. Neid, lashon sabr vekinus. Neid means something that is gathered together. Kimoy, neid katsir. The harvest was gathered b'yom nachlo. Koines kaneid, gathered together. Kaneid, like a wall. Like siv kanoid, it does not say kanoid, which would mean like a pitcher, ela kanaid, like a wall. Ve'ilu hoya kanaid k'moy kanoid. If the word kanaid means kanoid, like a pitcher, ve'koines lashon achnosa, and koines means to bring in, koines kanaid means he brought the waters in like a pitcher, hoyle lichtoiv machnes kivanoid. It should have written machnes, he brings in kivanoid, like he brings into a pitcher. Mehayom, the waters of the sea. So since it does not say machnes kivanoid, but rather koines kaneid, it must mean he gathered them like a wall. Ela koines lashon oisef. It must be that koines means to gather, vitsover, to bring together. V'chein, and so we find kamu neid echod. They got up like one wall. V'yamdu neid echod, and they stood like one wall. V'ein lashon kima v'amida benoidos. You don't find getting up and standing by pitchers. Ela b'choymos v'tzivurim. By things that are high, like a wall, and things that are piled up, you say that they stood up high like a wall. And we do not find the word noid with the nekudos, only with the nekudos of malupam v'choylam. K'may sima Demasi benoicha, place my tears in your pitcher. Esnoid hachelev hacholav, the pitcher of milk. So therefore, since it doesn't say noid, it says neid, it must mean a wall and not a pitcher. Zog Rashi Vaitzer, kofu, they became hard. Kemoi, v'chagvina takfi eni, like cheese, it congealed. Shehukshu v'nasu kavonim, the waters became hard and became like stone. V'amayim zarkim esam esriim alo evan, and the waters threw the Egyptians on the stone, b'koyach, with strength. And the waters were battling with Mitzrayim with all types of hardship. Belev Yam, in the midst of the sea, Zakrashi, Bechoizek Yahayom, in the strength and center of the sea, Yederach HaMekorez Ladavakein, and so is the way of the Psukim to speak, Adlev HaShemayim, the midst of the heavens, Belev Ho'elo, the midst of the tree, Lashon Ikroi V'Tukvoi Sheldover, the main part and the strength of the thing that we are talking about, Belev Yom, the midst and the strength of the sea. And the pasuk continues, Omar Oyev, the enemy said, Paroi, when he was persuading the Mitzrayim to come with him, he said, Erdoif, I will run after them. Asik, I will reach them. Achalik Sholol, I will divide the booty equally with you. I will not take the biggest part for myself. I will divide it equally. Timlo Emoi Nafshi, I will fill up my rotzoin, my will, with them. Arik Harbi, I will empty out my sword from the sheath. Tarishema Yadi, my hand will make them poor. It is interesting, the lashon of the pasuk, that the pasuk says Arik Harbi at the end. Chayre, it would have made more sense to say Omar Oyev Erdoiv Asik, I will chase them, I will reach them, and then Arik Harbi, I will take out my sword, and then Achalik Shalom. Why does it say Arik Harbi toward the end of the pasuk? Zok Rashi pasuk tes Omar Oyev, the enemy said La'amoy, to his nation, Kishapitem Bitvarim, when he persuaded the Mitzrayim with words, Eredav, I will run after them, Va'asigem, and I will reach them, Va'achalik Sholol, and I will divide the booty in Sarai Va'avodai, with my leaders and with my servants. Timlo Emoy, Zok Rashi, I will fill up from them. Tismalimehem, I will become filled from them. Nafshi, Ruchi Uritzoini, my spirit and my desire. Ve'al Titama Al Teva Hamedaberes Bishtayim, do not wonder concerning this word, that it is a word that is divided into two. Timlo Emoy means Timalimehem, I will become filled from them. Yesh Harbe B'loshen Hazeh, we find many psukim where one word is divided into two. Ki Eretz Hanegev Nisatoni, Nisatoni means Kama Nisatali, you gave to me. Two words. V'lo yochlu daberoi l'sholim. Daberoi means daber imoi, to speak with him. Bonai yitzouni. Yitzouni means kemoi yotzu mimeni, came from me. Misper tzadi agidenu. Agidenu. Agidenu means kemoi agidloi, I will say to him. So we see many words that is written as one and really is two words. Afkan timlo imoi timali nafshi mehem, I will fill my desire from them. Arik harbi, I will empty my sword from my sheath. Eshleif, I will draw my sword. Valshem shu merik is atar bishlifasoi, since he is emptying out the sheath. When he pulls the sword out, minish areik, and the sheath remains empty, noifel boi loshen haroka. It makes sense to say a loshen of emptying. Kimoi, merikim sakem, they empty the sacks. V'kelev yoriku, they empty their vessels. V'im timer, and if you'll say ein loshen reikus, the lashon of emptying does not make sense. Ein lashon reikus noifel. Al hayotze, it does not make sense to say emptying on the thing that's coming out. Elo al hatik valasak valakli shiyasim imenu. It only makes sense to be talking about the thing that became empty, the vessel that was emptied. Avaloi al acherev, you don't say on the thing that's coming out, the sword was emptied. Valayayin, and not on the wine that's coming out. Valitchek ulefarish, and you'll want to be doichek and mefarish urk harbi. The pasuk Arach Harbi Kolashim VaYorak Es Chanichov, which means that he armed his young one Eliezer Es Dayim BeCharbi, and you'll want to explain here also Arach Harbi, I will become armed with my sword. Matzinu Halashim Moisiv Al Aliyotze, we do find that the lashon of Arach emptying is going on the thing that comes out. Shemen Turak, oil was emptied out. The oil is leaving, and it is saying the oil was emptied out. That is the yotze. V'lehurak mikli al kli, it was not emptied from one vessel to another. Lehurak akli ein ksivkan, it does not say that the vessel was not empty. Ela lehurak hayayin mekli al kli. The wine was not emptied from one kli to another. Matzinu haloshin moisev al hayayin. We find the language going even on the yotze, the thing that is coming out, which in this case is the wine. So too over here, it can be arakarbi, I will empty my sword from the sheath. Echein vehiriku charvoisam, they empty their swords al yifi chochmasecho. The Chiram, which the Pasuk is referring to Chiram, so over there also we see the sword was empty. So Rashi is explaining Arik Harbi means that I will empty out my sword from the sheath. And we should not explain Arik Harbi that it means I will be armed with my sword. Although Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yudalit, Pasuk Yudalit, does explain the Pasuk over here in Parshas Bishalach when it says Arik Harbi to mean I will be armed with my sword. The Ayin Sifse Chachamim over there that discusses how this Rashi fits with that Rashi. So Rashi Vaitu Tarishemai Yadi, my hand will make them poor. Lashem Reishus Vidalos. It is a language of poverty. Kemoi Marish Umashir. He makes poor and he makes rich. And the Pasuk continues, Noshat Vruchachal, you blew with your wind, Kisama Yom. The sea covered them. Salalu, they went down to the depths, Kaiferis, like lead. B'mayim adirim. What does it mean, mayim adirim? One shot means, b'mayim adirim, in the mighty waters. They went down to the depths, b'mayim adirim, in the mighty waters. And that seems to be the way Targum Onkelos learns, as he says, b'mayim takifin. There are others that learn that the Pasuk is read like this, tzalalu kaiferis, they went down to the depths like lead, b'mayim in the water. Who? Adirim, the mighty ones, the Mitzriim. And the reason why they learn like that is because on the word mayim there is a tipcha. A tipcha is a separation. So therefore you separate the word mayim and adirim. Who went down to the depths of the waters? B'mayim in the waters? Who? Adirim, the mighty ones. And so is brought down the halacha. In Hilchas Brachas, Simen Nun Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Yud Zayin says, Yesh lahafsik, one should be mafsik, b'mayim uvein adirim, between the words mayim and adirim, sheho adirim koyi al Mitzrayim, because adirim is referring to the Mitzrayim. So he says, when one reads the Oz Yashir, he should stop and make a hafsik when he says b'mayim, to separate mayim and adirim. Zogt Rashi, Noshafta, you blew. Loshen afocha, a loshen of blowing. Vechein, it says in Yeshaya, Begam noshaf bohem, he blew at them. Salalu, ishtiko. Targum says means that they went through the depths. Amku, they went down. Loshen mitzula, a loshen of going down to the depth. Ka'ifar is like lead. Aver, lead, plum. Micha moicha bo elam Hashem. Who is like you among the mighty ones, Hashem? Micha moicha neder bakodesh. Who is like you, mighty in holiness? Neira sihilois. We are fearful to say your praise because we will never say enough. So therefore, silence is the best. Oisei fele, doing wonders. If you notice, the pasuk says micha moicha bo elam Hashem. It says with a chaf micha moicha. And then when it continues, it says, Miko Moicha Neder Bakodesh, with a kaf. Why does the first say Miko Moicha, and the second one say Miko Moicha? The Beis Yosef in Simen Nun Aleph, in the name of the Urches Chaim, says that the Torah was careful not to write Hashem Miko Moicha, because there was an Avodah Zarah, which was called Pesel Micha. And Hashem did not want to place his name next to the Avodah Zarah's name. Therefore, when you read the Pasuk, really the right way should be Micha Moicha. But the second time, the word Micha Moicha is written right after the word Hashem. The Pasuk goes, Micha Moicha Bo'elim Hashem, Micha Moicha Nedor Bakodesh. If the second Micha Moicha would be written Micha Moicha, then the Pasuk would read Hashem Micha Moicha, which would sound like Hashem Micha. So since Hashem did not want to place his name next to the Avodah Zarah Micha, therefore the Chaf was changed to a Kaf, and the second one is read Mi Kamoicha. Zok Rashi, Bo'elim, Bechazokin, amongst the strong ones, Kemoi Ves'eli Ha'oritz Lokach, the strong ones of the land he took. And so it says in Tehillim, Ayo Lucy, my strong ones, Les Rossi to my help, Husha rushed. Rashi, for some reason, does not bring down the Pasuk further in Pasuk Tesvav that says Ele Moav, the strong ones of Moav. For some reason, he picked the Psukim in Yecheskel and Tehillim to demonstrate the word Elim means strong. Neiros Hilois, fearful in praise. Yori Milahagat Hilaisav, we are afraid to say his praises. Pen Yamatu, maybe we will say too little. Kamusha Kosim, like the Pasuk says, Lecha to you Hashem, Dumiya Sehila, quietness is the greatest praise. Latisi Yamincha, the Pasuk says, you turned your hand. And just like when somebody has a glass in his hand and he tilts it a little bit, the glass falls and breaks, so too, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rishonim are sitting in your hand, and when you tilt your hand a little bit, they fall and they break. Tivla'emai Oretz, the earth swallowed the Mitzriim, they were Zeche Likfura. Zok Rashi, Natisi Yemincha, Kisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noit Yodai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tilts his hand, HaRishonim Kalim Menoiflim, the Rishonim are destroyed and fall. The fisha koil nosim biyodei, because everything is given in the hand of Hashem. The noiflim b'hatiyosei, and they fall when He tilts it. The chain who oimer, so the pasuk says, v'Hashem yatayodei, and Hashem tilts His hand. The choshel oizer, the nofel ozur, and it stumbles the helper, and it falls the one who is being helped. Moshul lekleiz chuches, a parable to a glass vessel, hanesunum bidei adam, that was placed in the hand of a person, mata yodei ma'at, he tilts his hand a bit, vehei noiflin umishtabrim, and the glass falls and breaks. So too the hand of Hashem, when he tilts his hand, the rishoyim fall. Tivla emay ores, the earth swallowed them up, mikan from here, shezachu lekfura, that the Mitzriim merited burial, bischar sha'amru Hashem hatzadik, in the schar, that they said that Hashem is a tzadik. Maskela David asks that if you look at the Pasuk, it is only Paroi who said Hashem HaTzadik, but not the Mitzriim. So why did they also merit Kfura? And he answers, since the Pasuk continues, Hashem HaTzadik Vani Ve'ami HaRishoyim, I and my nation are the Rishoyim, he meant to say that my nation, Ami, also is saying what I just said. Hashem HaTzadik, this that I am saying Hashem HaTzadik is Vani Ve'ami. I and my nation are saying that, and therefore they were also zeicha lekfura. Zok the pasuk weiter, nochisa v'chastecha. You led them with your chesed, with your kindness. Amzuga alta. This nation you have redeemed. Nehalta v'azecha. You led them with your strength. El nevei kotshecha, to your holy abode. Zok Rashi nehalta loshem menahel. It is a language of leading. V'ungos tergum loshem noisei v'soivel. A loshen of carrying a burden. He was not careful to explain the Hebrew language when he explained the word. Nehalta means to lead. Pasuk continues, Shamu Amim Yirgozim. Nations heard and they trembled. Chil Ochaz Yoshve Peloshes. A terror grabbed onto the ones who lived in Peloshes, the Pelishtim, because they were the ones who killed the people from Ephraim, who were Miher Esakates. They rushed to go out of Mitzrayim early, and when they went out, they were killed by the Yoshve Peloshes, and that sent a shiver down the spine of the Yoshve Peloshes that maybe Klal Yisrael was coming out now to get them back. Zok Rashi, Yugozun, it does not mean a future Lashon, but rather Misragzin. They are trembling right now. Yoshve Peloshes, Mibnei Shehargu is Bnei Ephraim, since they killed the children of Ephraim, Shemi Haru Esakets, that rushed the end of the Golos, V'yatsu B'chazaka, and they went out by force out of Mitzrayim, Kinim Mefurish B'divrei HaYomim, as is explained in Divrei HaYomim, V'hargum Anshei Gas, and the people from the city of Gas, which are the Pelishtim, killed them. Now they were afraid that Hashem would take revenge. Oz Nifhalu Alufei Edom, then the chiefs of Edom were confused. Elei Moav Yechazei Merod, the strong ones of Moav were grabbed by fear. No Moigu Kol Yeshvei Chanaan, melted were the ones who lived in Canaan. Rashi says, why were the chiefs of Edom and the strong people of Moav afraid? Bishlam and the Canaan, the Yidden were coming into their land. They had reason to be afraid. But since Edom and Moav, the Yidden were not planning to attack, why were they afraid? And Rashi explains it is only because they were bothered by the success and the covenant that Klal Yisrael had. And that is why they were Nevhalu and Yechazei Merod. So Rashi, Alufe Edoim Eilem Moyav, Valoi Loi Hoyalem Liyorei Klum, they had no reason to fear, Sharei Loi Aleim Hoylchim, they were not coming against them, Elo Mepnei Aninos, it was only because of their saddened situation, Shoyim Misoinu Mitzdarim Al Kavoidim Shel Yisrael, they were bothered and pained by the Kavod of Klal Yisrael. Namoigu, the people of Canaan were Namoigu melted, Nemasu, they melted, Kamoi, be revivim to Megigenu. Through rain, they melt away. Amru, they said, Oleinu heim boim, the Yidn are coming against us, l'chaliseinu, to destroy us. Uliyareish, v'leireish es artseinu, and to inherit our land. Tipoil aleihem, it will fall upon them, a masa, a fear from the distance. Vafachad, and a fear from the ones who are close. V'gdoil zereacha, because of the greatness of your hand, yidmu ka'oven, they will be quiet like stone. Ad yavor amcho Hashem, until your nation Hashem will pass over Nachal Arnon, ad yavor, until they will pass over the river Yarden, they will be quiet all this time. Amzu Konisa, this nation is a nation that is beloved to you like something that you bought with a lot of money, an expensive item. Zot Rashi, Tipol Aleim Emosa, Ala Rechoikin, Em Ema is a fear from a distance. The ones who are far away feared with a fear of Ema. Pachad ala kroivim. Pachad is referring to a fear from someone who is close to the danger. Kinyin shenemar. Where do we find a distant fear? Kishamanu es asher hoivish. The Canaanim heard from a distance that Hashem split the Yamsuf and they feared. That is considered a Ema. Adyavor, adyavor, twice. Kitagumai, like Targum says, they were quiet like stone until the Yidden passed over two rivers, the river of Arnon and the river of Yarden. Konisa, chibavta mishar umois, you love them more than other nations. Kechefes hakoni bidam yikarim, like an object that was bought with a lot of money, shechoviv ala odom, which is very cherished by the person. So, and the pasuk continues, tivi emoi, you will bring them. As Rashi says, Moshe excluded himself from this statement. Tivi Ema, you will bring them, Klal Yisrael, into Eretz Yisrael, not me. But he was Niba v'lo yoda ma'niba. At this point, Moshe Rabbeinu did not know that he was not entering Eretz Yisrael. So when he said these words, he really did not understand what he was saying. But the meaning of his words were, you will bring them and not me. Misita Ema, and you will plant them, Bahar Nachaloscha, in the mountain of your inheritance. Machoin, L'shiftcha pa'alta Hashem. This mountain will be aligned opposite Shiftcha, your throne, pa'alta Hashem, which you have made Hashem. The Beis HaMikdosh Lamata is keneged the Kisei Shel Kavod Lamala. Migdosh Hashem Kainanu Yadecha, the Migdosh, which in the future will be created by the two hands of Hashem, will take place when Hashem Yimloich La'olam Voed, when Hashem will be king forever, La'osid Lavoi, that's when Hashem will make the Beis HaMikdosh out of two hands, and it will be more chaviv and more beloved, the Beis HaMikdosh, more than the world, because the world was created with one hand, like the pasuk says, Af Yodi Yosta Oretz, only with one hand did I support the earth, did I establish the earth. But the Mikdash in the future will be Kainanu Yadecha, made with two hands of Hashem. Zot Rashi. Tiviema, you will bring them. This Nabi Moshe, Moshe prophesies, Shelo Yikonis La'oretz, that he will not enter Eretz Yisrael. L'kach le'nema tivienu, that's why it does not say you will bring us. And the pshat is the way the Mashal explains that he was Niba v'lo yoda ma'niba, he didn't really understand what he was saying because at this point Moshe did not know that he was not entering. Machon l'shiftecha, opposite your throne, Migdash shel mala mechuvid keneged kisya shel mala asher pa'alto. The Migdash below is aligned opposite the throne above that you created. Rashi says this idea in two other places. Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, Perik Chavches, Pasuk Yudzayin, on the Pasuk Vizeh Shar HaShemayim, says that the Beis HaMikdosh Shel Malo is opposite the Beis HaMikdosh Shel Mato. And so too, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav, on the Pasuk El HaMokom Asher HaChinoisi, he says that the Mikdosh Shel Malo is opposite the Mikdosh Shel Mato. The question is, why in Parashas Mishpatim and Parashas Vayetze does Rashi stress that the Migdash Shel Malo is opposite the one Shel Mato? And over here he seems to say it in the reverse way, that Shelmata is opposite the Kisei HaKavod Shelmalo. And this question is brought down in the name of the Belzer Rebbe, Ayin Shara Aharon, that quotes his teretz. And Rashi continues, Mikdash Hatam Olav Zokev Gadol. The trop on the word Mikdash is the trop called Zokev Gadol. La Fridoi Mitevis Hashem. A Zokev Gadol is a trop that separates, and it is separating the word Mikdash from the word Hashem, Shela Achra, which comes after it. Ha Mikdash Asher Kanun Yodecho Hashem. The Mikdash that your hands have made and established, Hashem. That's the way you read the pasuk. Mikdash asher kanenu yodecho Hashem. The Mikdash that your hands have established, Hashem. Chaviv beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash is beloved. Shehaolam nivra biyad achas. The world is created with one hand. Shenemar af yodi, my hand, one hand, yasta oretz. Created and established the world. Umikdash b'shtei yodayim. And the Mikdash will be created with two hands. When will the time come that the Beis HaMikdash will be built with two hands? Bisman Shashem Yimloich La'olam Voed, at the time when Hashem will be a king forever. When is that? La'asad Lavoi, in the future, Shekol HaMelucha Shaloi, where the only kingdom will be his. So Rashi La'olam Voed, Lashin Olamis. Voed means eternity. V'havav bo yisoy. The vav does not mean and, but it is part of the root of the word. Lefikach hip desucha. That's why the ayin has a segoil, not a tzeri. Avol bod in Yirmiyah, when the pasuk said, "Va'anoichi hayodea vo'ed," I am the one that knows, and I am the witness. So there, shavav by shimush. The vav is a shimush. It means and. K'mutzei, the ayin gets a tzeri. When it is a vav, which means and, the pasuk reads vo'ed. But when it is part of the root of the word, the pasuk reads vo'ed. Kivosus paroi. When the horses of Paroi came, Berichbai uve farashav, and the chariots and the riders by Yom in the sea, by Yoshev Hashem aleim es me'ayom, and Hashem returned upon them the waters of the sea, uvnei Yisrael holchum v'yaboshu b'seichayom, and the Yidden went on the dry land in the sea, and the pasuk continues to the next pasuk. When this happened, Vatikach Miriam hanaviyah, and Miriam the Neviah took Achois Aharon, the sister of Aharon. The reason why the pasuk calls Miriam over here the sister of Aharon, Rashi says Tupshatim, either because Miriam HaNeviah, when was she a Neviah? When did she say a Nevuah? Achois Aharon, when she was the sister of Aharon, she prophesied and said that Amram, her father, will have a son that will be the Moshiach Es Yisrael, the savior of Klal Yisrael. And since the Nevuah took place when she was only Achois Aharon, he calls her Neviah Achois Aharon. A second pshat, Rashi says, is because Aaron risked his life to save Miriam. Later on in Parshas Baaloscha, when Miriam got saras, Aaron interceded for Miriam and davened for her. And therefore the pasuk stresses that she was the sister of Aharon, Achois Aharon, because Aaron risked his life for her. So we find in Parshas Vayishlach, concerning Shimon Velevi, the pasuk says, Shimon Velevi achei Dina. Shimon Velevi were the brothers of Dina. Only Shimon and Levi were the brothers of Dina. All the Shvatim were the brothers of Dina. But since Shimon and Levi risked their lives fighting the war against the whole city of Shechem to save Dina, they are called achei Dina. So to over here, achois Aaron, Aaron risks his life for Miriam. So the pasuk is saying that Miriam Hanaviah took Es hatoif biyada, the tambourine in her hand, vatzeitzeno kol anosh machareho, and all the women went after her bitzufim, with tambourines uvimecholos and with dances. Rashi explains that the noshim tzidkaniyos knew that the Hashem would do nisim for them in the midbar, and therefore they took out tupim, tambourines from Mitzrayim. And the pasuk continues vatan lohem Miriam, and Miriam answered to them, just like Moshe said Shira to the men, and he said, and they answered, so too Miriam said Shira to the women. She said, and they answered. The Lashon is a little bit shver, Vatan Lohem Miriam. The pasuk should have said, Vatan Lohen Miriam. Ayin Ramban. Shira Lashem ki goi go. And she said, sing to Hashem, because he is greatly exalted. Sus v'rech v'rom avayom. The horses and the chariots he threw together in the sea. And although the pasuk only states one part of the shira, Rashi explains that she said the whole shira just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi pasuk yutes ki vasus paroi kasher bo, when paroi and his horses came, because Rashi is coming to say that ki cannot be a lashon of because, since Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Voed and Ki Vosus Paroi cannot be connected. There is no connection between those two verses. Therefore, Ki must mean when. When the horses of Paroi and the chariots came into the sea and the waters came tumbling back on them, then Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah, Miriam took the tambourines and went out to the Nashim with Tufim Uvimacholis. So really, Pasuk Yutes is attached to Pasuk Chaf and not Yutes being attached to Pasuk Yud Ches. And Rashi continues, Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah. And Miriam Hanaviyah took. Why is she called a Naviyah? So Rashi Hechanis Naba. When did she prophesy? Kishahoysa Achoysa Haran. At the time when she was only the sister of Aharon. Koidim Shinoilin Moshe. Before Moshe was born. Amra, she said, Asida Imi, my mother in the future will, Shetelet Bain, she will give birth to a son that will be the savior of Klal Yisrael. Kideisa Bisoita, like it says in Masechta Soita. What comes out from this Rashi is that besides for what Miriam told her father Amram, that your Gezerah is worse than the Gezerah of Paroi, because the Gezerah of Paroi said that there shall not be any males being born, and your Gezerah is saying that there won't be any Nekevos either, she even added further, a stronger thing she said to Amram, that if you get back with your Chevet and you marry your Chevet again, you will have a child that will be the savior of Klal Yisrael. Davar Acher Zok Rashi. Achoyz Aharon, why was Miriam called the sister of Aharon? Lefisher Mosa Nafshi Oleo. Since he gave up his life for her, Kitchen Nitzdaro, when she got to Ras, Nikras Al Shemoi. Therefore, she is called on the name of Aharon, she is called the sister of Aharon, since Aharon risked his life for her. As a toif, clay, shelmine zemer. It's a type of an instrument, a tambourine. Betufim u'mecholos. All the women went after betufim u'mecholos. Muftachis hayu tzidkani Hashem Adar. The righteous women of the Dar were confident. Shakodesh Baruch Hu oyse Elohim nisim. That Hashem will do nisim with them. Voitziu tufim mitzrayim. And they took tambourines out of Mitzrayim. An interesting point is brought up by the Me'amloyes. Why did the Nashim bring out Tufim? Why did only the women bring out the tambourines and not the men? And he answers, because we know that Koyel B'isha Erva, a woman's voice singing, is an Erva for a man. So how were they able to sing in front of Klal Yisrael? Zok the Me'amloyes, that since they had the Tufim, they had the drums, the tambourines, they drowned out their voices, that the men only heard the tambourines, and they did not hear the Koyel Isha. The Chidah, in his Sefer Nacha Kidumim, brings also a very interesting teretz, because it says, when there is a Ema Deshchinta, when there is a fear of the Shechina, there is no Hirhur Avera, there is no Avera of thinking about Noshim. And over here, there was a tremendous Giloy HaShechina, there was a tremendous revelation by the Kriyas Yamsuf. Because a Shivcha Shebayom saw what even Nevi'im did not see. And since there was such a tremendous revelation, there was a fear of the Shechina and fear of Shemayim, and there was no problem with Hirur Avera. And therefore, Anoshim and Noshim were able to sing together. Ayin Shom in Sefer Nachal Kidumin. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vatan Lohem Miriam, Moshe Amashira Anoshim. Moshe said the Shira to the men, Hu Oimer Vehein Oinim. He said, and they answered. Achrov after him. Miriam Omer Shira Lanoshim. And Miriam said the Shira to the women. She said, and they answered. And that is why the Pasuk uses a Lashon of Atan, because it was an answer. Each time she said, and they answered, and then she said again. And the Pasuk continues. Vayasa Moshe Es Yisrael Miyamsov. And Moshe forced Klal Yisrael to travel from the Yamsov. They didn't want to leave there because the Bizas Hayom was so great that it was even greater than the Bizas Mitzrayim. Vayetu, and they went out El Midbar Shur, to the desert shore. Vayelchu Shleish Yomim Bamidbar. And they traveled for 3 days in the desert. Vayemotsu Moyim, and they did not find water. Vayavoyu Marasa, and they came to Mara. And they were not able to drink the water from Mara, because the waters were bitter. That's why he called the name Mara. The Baal Shem Tov says an interesting vart, He says that v'layochla lishtois mayim mimara, the Yidden were not able to drink the water from Mara, ki marim hein, because the Yidden were bitter, and bitter people will find fault in anything. And that is a Musa Haskel, that somebody who is bitter will never see the bright side of things, he will only find the faults. V'yiloinu ha'amal Moshe, Lamar, and the became complainers on Moshe, saying, Manishte, what will we drink? There is no water here in Mara. V'yitzak el Hashem, and Moshe davened to Hashem, v'yoreyu Hashem ate, and Hashem showed him a tree, v'yashleich el hamayim, and he threw the tree into the water, v'yimtiku hamoyim, and the waters became sweet. Sham sam loy choik u'mishpat, over there Hashem placed for them choik, decrees like the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, u'mishpat, and dinim shebein adam l'chaveroi, and also the mitzvah of Shabbos. He gave them certain mitzvahs, Parah Aduma, dinim, and Shabbos. V'sham nisahu, and over there he tested them to see how they would react when there was no water. Would they complain, or would they ask in a polite manner? V'yomer, and Moshe said, Im shomoya tishma l'koil Hashem l'kecho, if listen, you will listen to the voice of Hashem your God, which means you will be mekabel and accept his mitzvahs. V'yosha be'inov taseh, and that which is correct in his eyes you will do, that is the asiyas ha-mitzvah, the doing of the mitzvahs. V'azanta l'mitzvosov, and you will place your ear to his mitzvahs, you will be medaktik and be exact in his mitzvahs. V'shomarta kol chukov, and you will watch his chukim, even things that don't really make sense to you, like Parah Aduma, wearing shatnez and not eating chazir. Kol amaklo asher santi v'mitzrayim, any sickness that I have placed in Mitzrayim, le'osim olecha, I will not place on you, ki ani Hashem reifecha, I am Hashem, your doctor. There seems to be a stira in the pasuk. If Hashem says, I will not place the sickness on you, why do we need a doctor to heal you, to heal them? On that, Rashi says, tupshatim, either he is saying, I will not put these sicknesses upon you if you keep my mitzvahs, but let's say you do not keep my mitzvahs, then the sicknesses will come upon you. But don't think there is no hope, because if you will do tshuva, I can heal you, ki ani Hashem reifecha, because I am Hashem, your doctor. Another pshat is that I won't put any of these sicknesses upon you, because I am your doctor who gives you the medications and gives you the remedies how to avoid these sicknesses. And the remedy over here to avoid these sicknesses are to keep all the mitzvahs. If you will keep the mitzvahs, then I am your doctor who is telling you how to avoid the machala of Mitzrayim. Vayavoyu Elima, and they came to Elim. Misham Shtem Esrei Enos Mayim, over there they found 12 wells of water corresponding to the 12 Shvatim. Vishivim Tmarim, and 70 day trees corresponding to the 70 Zakanim. Vayachan Usham Alamoyim, and they camped over there by the waters. Zogt Rashi. Vayasa Moshe, and Moshe caused them to travel. Pasuk Chavbez. Hesion Bal Karcha, he caused them to travel against their will. She'idru Mitzrayim Suseihem, because the Mitzrayim crowned their horses b'tachshitezov v'kesev v'avonim toivois, with ornaments of gold, silver, and precious stones. V'ho Yisrael moitzim oisim bayom, and the Yidden would find them in the sea. U'gdoyla ho Yisrael bizas hayom mibizas Mitzrayim, and the booty of the sea was even greater than the booty that they had in Mitzrayim. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Turezov, there were rows of gold, Nasalacha. The rows of gold is referring to the Bizas Hayom. In the Kudas HaKesef, with dots of silver, referring to the Bizas Mitzrayim. So the Bizas Hayom was even greater than the Bizas Mitzrayim. Lefikoch, therefore, Hutzruch La'asiyon Balkarchem, he needed to force them to leave against their will. Vayavoyu Marasa, and they came to Mara. The word Marasa is Kimoy Le Mara, to Mara. Hey, B'Saif HaTevek, B'makam Lamed B'Tchilasa. A hey at the end is the same thing as having a lamed in the beginning. The marasa means like le mara. Rashi says this many times. He said it many times in Sefer Bereshis. Padena arom, beso besuel, be'ero shava, arza seir. Many times in Sefer Bereshis, he speaks about how a hey at the end is like a lamed in the beginning. But over here he's adding one more point. Batof, he b'makam hey. And the tof in Marasa is instead of the hay of Mara, Hanishreshes b'teres Mara, that is in the root of the word Mara. Uvismichusa, and when you add an extra letter, kishinin bekes lehay, when it is attached to the extra letter hey at the end of the word, shu moisef b'makim lamin, the hey that is added instead of the lamin in the beginning, tishapach hey shel shorish, the hey of the word mara in the root of the word becomes lataf, a taf. So the word marasa, limara, becomes marasa. Since you add a hey at the end, the hey of mara, you can't have two hays in a row, so the hey of mara becomes a taf. But really, by any addition to the word, a hey becomes a taf. V'chein kol hei shehi sherish b'teva. Anytime you find a hey in the root of a word, tishapech l'tav b'smichusa. It changes to a taf when you add a letter. K'moy, chema ein li. The word is chema, anger. And the pasuk said, v'chamosei boraboy. We add a vav to the word chema, so the hey becomes a taf. V'chamosei. Hari hey shall sherish nepech l'tav. The hey changes to a taf. Mipneshin ismeches el avav. Because of the added vav to the word. Hanosefes that is added. V'chein eved va'oma, the word oma, changes to hine amosi bilo. Since we're adding the yud, so the hay of oma becomes a tav. L'nefesh chaya, the word chaya, l'zahamosi chaysoi lochem. So again, the word chaya, the hay becomes a tav when the vav is added. Bein haroma, so the word roma, u'tshuvosai haromosa. So when we add the hay to roma, so we also change the hay of the word Rama to a tav, so it becomes Ramasa. So Rashi Baiter Vayiloinu, when they became complainers on Moshe, Lashon Nifalhu, it is a Lashon of Nifal. V'cheina Targum Lashon Nifalhu, and Targum also uses a Lashon Nifal when he says V'isramu, and they became complainers. V'chein Derach Lashon Tluna, and so is the way of a Lashon of Tluna, complaining, L'hosev Hadibor El Adam, to turn around the dibor, the complaining, to the person himself. Mislainain, he becomes a complainer. Misroyim, also a lashon hispoil, lashon nifal. Loy omar loinain and royim, it does not say loinain and royim, but rather with a tav. Mislainain and misroyim. That is the way the construction of the word tluna is. Mechein yomer haloyes, and so in French also it is the same. The kumpal yashank shai. Moisef hadibur elav amashai. In French also, it is going on the person. They became a complainer to Moshe. Zot Rashi vaita, shom sam loy chayku mishpat. B'mara nasalahem mixes parashiyah shel Torah. In Mara, they were given a few parashiyahs of the Torah, sheis asku b'hem, that they should be busy with them. Shabbos, paraduma, and dinam. Shabbos, paraduma, and dinam. In parashiyah mishpatim, and in parashiyah veschanon, Rashi adds also that the mitzvah of kibud av va'em was also given in Mara. V'sham nisahu, and over there they were tested. La'am, the nation was tested. V'ro'og she'arpan, and he saw how stubborn they were. Shalonim l'cha b'moshe b'loshin yafo, they did not ask Moshe for water in a pleasant way. Bakesh olenu rachamim, please ask mercy for us from Hashem. That we should have water to drink. Rather, they complained, and they did not pass the test. And Moshe said, if listen, you will listen. This is the acceptance, that they accept the mitzvahs. And then, this is referring to doing the mitzvahs. You will tilt your ear to be exact in them. That is diktuka mitzvahs. And you will also keep kol chukav, all the chukim. Dvarim she'enai elo gzeres hamelech. These are things that are a decree from the king. Veloshim tam, without an obvious reason. The Yetzirah mekantar aleim, and the Yetzirah asks on them. Ma iser be'elu. What is the iser on these mitzvahs? Lama nesru. Why are they aser? Kigon levishas klayim. What's wrong with wearing klayim? Vachilas chazir. And what is wrong with eating a pig? Uparaduma. And what is this mitzvah of paraduma about? Ukiyotzebem. And all these similar type of mitzvahs are called chukim. And if you will keep these chukim, then all the sicknesses that I have placed on Mitzrayim, lo'osim alecho, I will not place on you. Ve'im osim, and if you do not keep the mitzvahs, and I do place them on you, harehu kalei husama, it is as if it was not placed. Why? Ki ani Hashem refecho, because with tshuva, I am Hashem, your doctor that can heal you. Zehu midrashoi, that is the medrash pshat. Ulefi pshutai, but according to the simple meaning of the pasuk, ki ani Hashem refecho, what does it mean, I am Hashem, your doctor? It means, umelamedcha Torah u'mitzvahis, I teach you Torah and mitzvahis, l'man tinosel mahem, in order to be saved from the sicknesses of Mitzrayim. Ki roifei hazeh, Just like this doctor, Ha'imir La'odam, who tells this person, the patient, do not eat things that will bring you to sickness. And that is what is meant by izin mitzvahs. If you keep the mitzvahs and listen to the mitzvahs, then you will be protected from the machla of Mitzrayim. And so it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Rifus tehi l'sarecha, the Torah will be a healing to your navel. And that is what the Pasuk is saying, that I am your doctor who gives you the remedies of how to stay away from the sicknesses of Mitzrayim. And the remedies are izin mitzvahs. So Rashi Vaiter, Shteim Esrei, Enos Mayim, in Elim, they found 12 wells of water. Keneged Yud Beis Shvatim Nizdamnu Lahem. Corresponding to the 12 Shvatim were the 12 wells of water. The Shivim Tamarim, the 70 date trees, Keneged Ayin Zakenim. Corresponding to the 70 Zakenim.
And the puzzle continues.